Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Hey, Ben. I'm back. We'll see. I'm, of course, enjoying the fact that I get to be with you this morning. Welcome into the Golf Clubhouse, and I've got some really good guests to talk with today. Claude Brousseau, the Master PGA Teaching Professional from the Wailea Golf Academy, is going to be with us with some really great tips. That's what I love about Claude. Robert Brown, he's creating something called Golf by Kids, a new concept. Par 3 facility designed specifically for youth development in golf. Sounds familiar. We'll talk with him about that. Guy Yamamoto, the general manager at Royal Hawaiian Country Club. Now, we're going to talk about the Royal Hawaiian Country Club because on the one side, you know, it's Jurassic Park. On the other side, it's wide open fairways. It's really quite the experience. And Ron Syrak, award-winning writer, author, The Vision 54 Trilogy, Golf Channel contributor, LPGA Media Excellence Award recipient. He's going to be with us, but I just want to give you a heads up. For Makalei on the Big Island, there's an 840, a 908, a 1032, and the Bush League. Move those bushes. They're on the golf course. That's what they call themselves. It's not me. Poipu on Kauai, there's an 830, 1020, 1252. And the lazy guys, now do pick up your mess before you move along, okay? Perla Kalauau, 920, 1042. Hawaii Kai, 836, 940, 11 o'clock. Turtle Bay, 848, 1006, 1040. And at Royal Hawaiian Country Club, 842, 908, 11 o'clock. Eva Beach Golf Course, 852, 1110, 1246. And if you'd like to play a round of golf on the gold course at Wailea on Maui, there's an 842, a 926, a 1010. Deep freeze. Oh, we're going to be talking about deep freeze. I don't think you guys are experiencing it, but it is cold, isn't it? Yeah, we're spoiled. Okay, and on the Emerald course, there's a 910, a 952, and an 1108. Blue course has a 936, a 928, 1142. Maui Nui, 918, 1048, 1132. Pick up the phone, grab those tee times. And we're going to be back right after this with Ron Syrak. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club, brought to you by Pacific Repair Services, located at 540 Lagoon Drive across from JN Motors. PRS does appliance repairs, maintenance, and sales. The Newtown Driving Range, warm up before your round or wind down after work. The Newtown Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good food, and good fun. The Aloha Section PGA, teach your kids to play golf. The game that lasts forever. Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips in Iwilei next to Costco Gas and in Waipahu. And teaching pro Claude Brousseau at the Wailea Golf Academy, Maui. Now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And let's bring him into the clubhouse, the award-winning writer, PGA of America Lifetime Achievement in Journalism Award recipient, and LPGA Media Excellence Award. Speaking of the LPGA, Ron Syrak, welcome into the clubhouse.
Danielle, thank you, and I'll take that 1040 tee time at Turtle Bay, because we got a foot of snow in the ground here, and more coming tomorrow.
Lake Nona?
No, I'm not down there. I'm on the Cape. But Lake Nona is going to be, they're going into below freezing tonight, and at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning at Lake Nona, it's supposed to be 28 degrees, and it's not going up. The high tomorrow is going to be 46. So I think anybody today should play as well as you can today. Who knows what's going to happen tomorrow?
Can you imagine? I mean, I'm just thinking about, you know, pulling your golf club out and don't touch the metal.
Yeah.
Your skin will stick to the metal. Wow, that is incredible. And you've got a foot of snow. Does it feel like the weather is shifting and giving us more of the old-time weather that we had, let's say, 60 years ago, constant snow and all that stuff?
Well, up here where I am, we haven't had this kind of snows in about, 2015. So it's been 11 years since we had this. So, there's no question the summers are getting hotter and the winters are getting colder.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. And we've got some ladies that are playing really incredible golf.
They have an amazing leaderboard going down there. It's exactly the way the LPGA needs to start this season off. You know, after last year was such a weird year, the first 26 tournaments were run by 26 different players. You know, it was hard to develop any good storylines. But you look at the leaderboard down there now, they got Nellie Korda, Lottie Woed, Lydia Ko, and Gino Didikul at the top four. That's pretty good.
And that is excellent. Absolutely fantastic. Lottie Woed, I was just looking at what she did the 2024 Augusta National Women's Amateur. Her ranking in 2024, and still an amateur in July last year, won the KPMG Women's Irish Open on the Ladies European Tour. But she's not really leading because, you know, Lydia Ko, 8-under with Woed, that is great to see, that kind of competitive, you know, spirit that's going on, if you want to call it spirit. The way they're playing is really something to watch.
And Nellie Korda started out her round today with 4 birdies in the first 6 holes. So right now, Nellie Korda and Lottie Woed are tied for first with Lydia Ko 1 back and Didikul 2 back. So it's heating up down there on a chilly day. I think today down there it's only in the 50s. It's not the kind of weather you're used to in Florida.
No, definitely not. Lydia Ko, I was reading, doesn't hand out compliments lightly. But when she does, it was written, people listen. And I thought that was really cool how she was talking about Lottie Woed. Can you get into that a little bit?
Yeah, no, I mean, she's like all of us, just impressed with the way Lottie's doing it. I mean, you know, she popped out onto tour and essentially won. She won in Scotland in what was just, you know, her first tournament, and then she goes to Evian and finishes tied for third in a major championship. She's a star in the making, and the LPGA desperately needs that right now. You know, they need their Scotty Scheffler. They need somebody. You know, we've had Nellie twice has had breakout years and then not been able to follow it up. She won 7 times in 2024, didn't win at all last year. She won 4 times and a gold medal in 2021, gold medal at the Olympics, then didn't do anything for the next year. They need somebody to be a breakout star, preferably a couple of them, get a good rivalry going. And I think that what Lydia sees in Lottie Woed is somebody who can be that player, can be somebody the LPGA can hang their marketing hat on.
Yeah. And that's exactly what they need. They several racehorses competing against one another on a regular basis. And whoever you decide to pick to be the winner, you know, you still have the excitement of watching all that's going on the golf course. Sometimes it's hard to keep up with that. But when you've got people who are really hot, moving that ball, then it's exciting. Golf is exciting at that point. It was really quite the event. The LPGA season opener, Hilton Grand Vacation Tournament of Champions, $2,100,000 purse. Now, how big is the winner? What's their size of purse?
That's 18% of that. So let's see. A couple hundred thousand dollars. So yeah, $400,000. Yeah.
Nice.
And again, this is the problem that the LPGA is having right now, telling their story not only is there, you know, when you have 26 tournaments, 26 different winners, it's hard to get any one person's story out there. You know, you need somebody to win multiple times so you can tell the public their story and build interest. But now they're playing this season opening tournament. Then they're going to be off for 3 weeks. Then they're going to Asia for 3 weeks, Thailand, Singapore, and China. and those are limited field events. So really, for the bulk of the LPGA players, their season's not really going to get going until almost the end of March. I think it's March 19th they come back to California. So it's going to be hard for the non-stars to get their feet on the ground.
We talked about this before, that there was this opening of the season, and then they all disappear someplace far, far away. Have you had a conversation with the LPGA folks who put all this stuff together about why do you take it away from us just as we're getting excited that it's the LPGA season is underway?
Well, quite frankly, it's the corporate support for women's golf in Asia is phenomenal. The largest single revenue stream the LPGA has is Korean TV money. And if you look at any of the Asian players, whether from Korea, Japan, China, they have 7-8 logos on them. They get a ton of corporate support over there. So it's a financial thing. The money's there. Back when Mike Wan was commissioner, he hung his marketing hat on the slogan that the LPGA is golf's global tour. Yeah. And it is. Look at this leaderboard that they have going up there right now. It's United States, England, New Zealand, Thailand, and Korea, and Japan.
Fabulous.
The top six players.
Yeah, that's fabulous.
So they market it that way. I think what they need is to fill in these 3 off weeks. Be here, it'd be okay to start to turn the tour in the United States, but play 3 events here before you go over to Asia for 3 events and then come back to the States.
Yeah,
they have an Asia swing in the spring. They have an Asia swing in the fall. And financially and just growth wise for the game of golf, it's good that they have that. But they need to fill in some more domestic events before they head overseas.
Yeah, it would be great if they did Florida and then they come in. I don't know if something in Arizona or then to the West Coast and then do something in Hawaii and then jump over to Asia. I don't understand why it has to have this 3-week gap where everybody loses interest because they were getting excited, but there's nothing to follow through with that. It's a shame. I had to chuckle when you said the logos. Did you say 8 logos?
They have every one of them players have at least a half dozen logos on them.
Yeah, I was thinking of a race car driver. You know the guy.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Yes. They do look like NASCAR drivers out there, but I think we're starting to see a little breakthrough in the United States where and call it the Caitlin Clark effect. All of a sudden, women's sports has gotten on a front burner, is getting the attention of corporate America a little bit. They're starting to realize, hey, there's money to be made supporting women's sports. And it baffles me why it's taken so long for them to realize that. but maybe corporate America will start supporting its women golfers in the same way that the same over the top way that the Asian companies are.
Yeah, it would be nice. Maybe women are getting in the boardroom, whereas before it was all guys in the boardroom, and they're all concerned about the other tour, the Tiger Woods tours and all that stuff. Whatever's going on. This is Ron Cyrak, award-winning writer, as I mentioned at the top of the show, PGA of America Lifetime Achievement in Journalism Award, LPGA Media Excellence Award. You are also with the Vision 54 trilogy, written with Lynn Marriott and Pia Nilsson, The Game Before the Game, Player, Best Golf Now, and Every Shot Must Have a Person. Tell me which order it should actually be read in, those 3 books.
Well, Every Shot Must Have a Purpose was the first one. In fact, last year was its 20th anniversary.
Wow.
The book's been out there 20 years, and it still sells because the teachings what Lynn Marriott and Pia Nilsson teach is truly timeless and has stood the test of time. But Every Shot Must Have a Purpose was first. The Game Before the Game was second. That book's mostly about practice, and then Play Your Best Golf Now was the third one. But Every Shot Must Have a Purpose is that lays out the whole framework for what the Vision 54 approach to golf is, and it's the that right there is the Bible of their teachings.
Now, what is, you know, just briefly, what is the Vision 54 philosophy on playing golf?
Well, where the name comes from, Vision 54, is what T and Lynn like to do. They go up to a player and they say, hey, have you ever birdied the first hole on your home course? And they go, yeah. And they talk it through. And all these players, you know, they're working with the professional players, they've all birdied every hole on their home course, you know, multiple times. So what they say to them, what P and Lynn say to them, you know, you should play where your goal is not to make pars, it's to make birdies. And if you birdied every hole on a par 72 golf course, you'd shoot 54. So it's a peak performance philosophy. And, you know, you hear athletes all the time talking about being in the zone, and, you know, you get in the zone and everything just seems so right and so natural and so easy. P and Lynn believe that that's not a state that you can accidentally fall into. Most of us do fall into it, and when we do accidentally, they think you can intentionally get in there, and that it involves mental discipline and mental triage, separating out what's important and what matters from what's not important and what doesn't matter.
That's nice. I was listening to Brooks Koepka back from LIV onto the PGA Tour. And he's talking about just being there on the PGA Tour, playing, and being just a little bit like, I don't know all these guys.
Yeah.
You know, just the sense, and then not being able to putt. You know, watching him putt and always missing the putt. But he didn't get upset about it so much as, well, this is just something that I am going to get. Whatever he's going to do, you know, I think we all need to go to the golf course with that kind of thought process. You know, give yourself a chance and don't worry if it doesn't go in the first time. I didn't see Brooks Koepka throwing his golf club anywhere. He just went on and watched it not go in again, but he's learning something every time it doesn't go in. I think that, you know, your books would be something anyone who's playing this game, Every Shot Must Have a Purpose, is the first book out, then The Game Before the Game, and Play Your Best Golf Now. Those three, I really suggest that you get a hold of them and take a read and, you know, enjoy learning and taking it to
think
the
about
golf
that
course.
The title of the first book, Every Shot Must Have a Purpose, is so instructive right there, because you know, one of the things that they like to say, PMM like to say, is pay attention to your intention. You know, what do you have a plan, and then focus on what your plan is. You know, and like they like to say, you know, if you go to the practice range and you hit balls for an hour, all you've done is hit balls for an hour. You know, you haven't really, you know, are you there? Are you working on something specific? They're big believers in, you know, every shot you hit on the range, you have to pick a specific target. You know, even those practice shots have to have a purpose. What am I trying to do with this shot? Where am I trying to hit it to? And that's a way of making yourself mentally focused and mentally disciplined. You know, the most eloquent proponent of Vision 54 was Annika Sorenstam, who shot the only 59, it's still the only 59 in 25 years ago now, the only 59 in LPGA history.
Wow.
And when she did it, she birdied the first 8 holes in a row. So she's 8 under after 8. And she said, she was thinking to herself, oh my gosh, I'm going to shoot 54. Well, then she pars the next hole. And then she turned to her caddy and said, okay, we got that out of the way. Now I can go back to making birdies. And she birdied the next 4 holes in a row. So she birdied 12 of the first 13 holes.
Wow.
And I always kidded her that she shot a 59 and she parred 4 of the last 5 holes. I said, you're the only person who shot a 59 and underperformed. You know, you could have had a 56 or a 55.
Yeah, what's wrong with you? Yeah. Ron Syrak, award-winning writer, PGA of America Lifetime Achievement in Journalism, LPGA Media Excellence Award. Thank you. We're going to have to talk when the girls are back in session.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you so much.
A pleasure, Danielle. Talk to you down the road, my friend.
Aloha. We'll be back after this. We're coming up with Guy Yamamoto, the general manager, Royal Hawaiian Country Club. It's a gorgeous golf course. Right after this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
All right. First off, it is Aloha Power's week-long steel sale. That's STIHL, steel sale. It's time to retire those big box tools. Steel is on sale up to 25% off. That's riding and walking mowers and chainsaws and whackers and trimmers and yeah, a whole lot more. We have service and parts and accessories for every rider, from home to commercial sized. Mow it, blow it, bag it, and you're done. Get what you need. It's all at Aloha Power Equipment, Evilei, that's right next to the Costco gas station, and in Waipahu.
What's a great way to shape up your golf? Polish your swing at the Newtown Golf Driving Range, located in Aiea. Stop by to warm up before your round, or wind down after work and hit a few balls. Enjoy great food from our popular Newtown Cafe and check out the Asau Golf Shop for the most up-to-date golf equipment and club repairs. The Newtown Driving Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good food, and good fun.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle. Here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Guy Yamamoto, indeed, general manager, Royal Hawaiian Country Club, one of my favorite golf courses. It's up in Mauna Wili. It's such a beautiful view, the Ko'olau Range. Sometimes you don't get to see it because you're stuck in Jurassic Park. Wait a second. Let's bring him in, first of all. Guy Yamamoto, general manager at Royal Hawaiian Country Club, welcome into the clubhouse.
Hi, Danielle. Good morning.
Good morning. And I was just joking because I've been inside Jurassic Park and it's still a nice place to be. But it's just so surprising. You know, you don't realize just how jungle-like it is. But you've cut the canopy a little bit, right, to give people more space?
Yeah, we've tried to open up a little. I mean, for our golfers as well as for the turf. You know, all the superintendents know you need sun and air to have a healthy turf interaction. So it's an ongoing process for sure.
Yeah, exactly. And it's absolutely spectacular. I was just trying to see, I'm pretty sure we did Royal Hawaiian this morning. By the way, there's an 8:42, a 9:08, and an 11 o'clock. If you'd like to play a round of golf on the Kailua side of the Ko'olau Range at Royal Hawaiian Golf Course. Okay, that's where you go. I always say country club. It's properly said, is it golf course or is it country club?
It's actually a hybrid of that. It's golf club.
Okay. There, golf club. Guy, you have quite the history. When you got into the game of golf, how old were you?
I was 13.
13?
When I started.
Wow. And you know, in today's world, that's old, isn't it?
It is. Back then, in my foursome, I was the excuse me, the last person to start, so I was always behind everyone, so to speak.
And did your parents encourage you?
Yeah, they did, but no one in my family played golf prior to me, so my dad and David Ishii's father were good friends, and he told my dad, hey, you should send the kid out to play golf, and, you know, so eventually I agreed and found myself at the driving range and hitting balls and watching the other people hit, and just thought, wow, this looks pretty simple, and I couldn't fathom how difficult it was. You know, I topped it and whiffed it and sliced it and popped it up. Everything except hit it down the driving range like everybody else was doing. Quite a humbling first experience.
So what was the secret to get it to go straight?
You know, still looking for that secret.
What is it about golfers? You know, we go out on the golf course and, you know, we're doing all this topping and all that stuff. And, you know, but we're going to still work on it.
That's right.
Yep. And,
you know, it just takes one good shot to say, okay, next time I play, I'll get it down perfect next time.
Right.
And it's never perfect, but it's such a interesting game, and, you know, it challenges you in different ways, and, you know, you play the same course over and over, but it's never the same.
Right.
You know, weather and
yes,
grass conditions and
humidity.
Know, so many things change that it's always a challenge.
You have some pretty amazing experience, though, in golf, in U.S. Amateur Public Links competition. But I really wanted to kind of talk a little bit about competing in the 1995 Masters at Augusta. Give us an idea of what it was for Guy Yamamoto to walk into, you know, into the Masters world and see everything. Were you alone? Were you ready for that?
You know, prior to going to Augusta, you know, I'd spoken to, at that time, the two people that from Hawaii that had played in the Masters, so 1990, David Ishii, and 1977, Stan Souza. You know, and little sidebar, yeah, you know, God rest Stan's soul, you know,
thank
rest
you.
In peace, as Stan passed away towards the end of last year, and we just attended his celebration of life last Sunday. So, but, you know, they just told me, have a good time, and tried to fill me in on what to expect. You know, the golf course will evolve over the week, and the greens will get faster and firmer. And back then, there was no rough at Augusta National, so the lies were extremely tight. And you know, just trying to imagine what this golf course looked like. And I got to practice early. You know, I got to go to Augusta early, couple months before the tournament actually started.
Oh.
And got a quick sample. You know, it made Wall Country Club seem relatively flat compared to Augusta. And, you know, on TV, it you know, they say it's hilly, but for the players to walk the golf course, you go up and down these valleys, I guess, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And like when you look off the first tee when the ceremony starts and you see Nicklaus hit the ball down the fairway, to get to that fairway, you walk off the tee, then you drop down into this valley and you come back up, and it's got to be at least 15, 20 feet below the height of the fairway in the tee box. So you go up and down, and then the second hole goes downhill, and it's about, I would say, at least a 65 to 75 foot elevation change.
Wow.
To the bottom of the fairway. So, you know, there's a lot of things that you don't see that make the golf course difficult from a physical standpoint, as far as walking and getting to your golf ball.
Yeah, it is. It's very physical, and it is a walking golf course. You shall walk this golf course. The other incredible experience you must have had was in 94 when you defeated 5,300 golfers to become the U.S. Amateur Public Links champion. Wow.
Well, that's how many people started the journey, and 156 were at the actual tournament site. And that gets whittled down to 64 into match play, and then I placed, you know, six matches to win the golf tournament. And, you know, in 1975, it was my second summer of playing golf, and the public links came to Kauai at my home golf course, Wailoa Golf Course, and I got to caddy there. And so it was actually the first real golf tournament I had ever attended, and I got to caddy. I caddied for this wonderful man. His name was Harry Dobbs. He was a security guard at a hospital in Detroit, Michigan, and his shift was overnight, so he worked over the overnight shift and played golf during the day. And it was his he brought his wife to Kauai, and that was their first trip, and really enjoyed it. He unfortunately missed the cut, but you know, it was a great, he had a great time. And after I'd won the public links, it took a little while for me to rediscover him, and he had already passed on, but I got to speak to his wife and his son, and they had such great memories of Hawaii. And so, you know, that really made me happy that, you know, we did a good job back in 1975 hosting that golf tournament.
That's wonderful. We have such experiences and memories on the golf course. Sometimes it just grabs you. You know, my mom passed. It feels like yesterday. It was maybe a week or so ago. Time just sort of is racing by. but she was so at peace and so comfortable. And that's what I want everyone to take with them. You know, if you have someone that is close, hold their hand. And it's an amazing transition. And it'll be with you forever. It also took you, Guy, 37 holes to emerge as the champion of the 94 U.S. Amateur Public Links. A two-putt par from 20 feet was one better than your opponent, Chris Riley's bogey. That must have been a fun tournament to play.
Yeah, you know, that final it's a 36-hole final, much like the Manoa Cup. And the morning 18, I had been as far down as four down, and I had won the 18th hole to pull three down. And it was, you know, had some lunch and called home and spoke to my wife. And I just told her, I said, I just made three mistakes. I hit one out of bounds. I hit one in the water, and I three putted once. And it's, you know, it feels like it's so doable, but I, you know, I keep shooting myself in the foot, so to speak. And, I got some encouraging words and just went out to the driving range after lunch and made an adjustment. I started hitting my driver really well and, and went forward and slowly chipped away. And I pulled even on, I believe, on the 14th hole in the afternoon, so the 32nd hole, and then lost the next hole and went back to one down. And on the 35th hole, which was a par five, I made an eagle to pull even. And we tied the 36th hole and then went to a playoff. And then, ironically, in 1975, I watched the finals of the public links, and my mentor, Alan Yamamoto, unfortunately lost, but it was an all-Hawaii final, so it was pretty exciting. And Randy Barinaba won on the 37th hole at Wailoa Golf Course. And I was like, let's hope this time I can change the script for the, you know, for my surname, for my family name, so to speak. And I was fortunate to make a par when I did.
Yeah. Yeah. It's wonderful. I was listening to Brooks Koepka this morning. Of course, he's no longer with LIV. He's now on the PGA Tour. He said, among other things, that, you know, it was very weird because he doesn't know anybody on the golf course anymore. But he couldn't putt for the life. He was it was way off every time. But he wasn't upset about it. You know, in the way that a lot of people express themselves. What do you do when you're just having a frustrating time on the golf course? How do you keep yourself kind of in focus, contained, if, as it were?
I think that comes over time with, you know, your golf experiences. I mean, it's very easy to get down on yourself and get frustrated and just say, oh, you know, what the heck, and you sort of give up mentally. And I think that's where you learn from other, watching other players, you know, how you have to be disciplined to keep yourself looking forward and not let it get you down, you know. And it's tough when you go through it the first time as a younger golfer or an inexperienced golfer. And, you know, after the round, when you look back and you go, you know, had I just made one or two putts, the outcome would have been different. But when you're going through it, it just feels like it's the end of the world. You know, the building's crashing down on you and, you know, or
yes,
just everything seems to be going against you. And later on, when you look back, it's really wasn't that severe, perhaps. And I think that's part of learning. And, you know, I think that's why certain golf tournaments, you know, they say it's pretty amazing that a rookie can win, you know, like we talked about the Masters. You know, I think there's no first timer has ever won since Fuzzy Zeller, and that was, what, 1979. And prior to that, it was, I can't remember, you know, my golf history is a little lacking, but I know Gene Sarazen and Fuzzy Zeller and one other person are the only ones that have won it on their first try at Augusta National.
Just getting used to being on the golf course is one-time experience, you know? And then you go back and you actually feel maybe a little bit more at home, so to speak, because it does have a hominess to it.
True. I think people talk about their home course and they feel comfortable, and I think that relates to their, you know, not only their comfort level, but, you know, mentally too, they're freed up, you know, they're not worried about certain aspects of the game, I guess, and, you know, they just feel comfortable, right? Being in the zone, so to speak.
Yeah, it truly, you know, and while I've not actually played Augusta National, there was something very comforting. The golf course has a nice feel to it. And I think if I had anything close to the ability to play that golf course, that would come into play for me. You know, how I feel about my environment makes a big difference. And I think if you start asking yourself, what is it that's bothering you so much? And if you can kind of like figure that out in without getting too upset, then you've got one thing, you know, in your toolbox. Yeah, this, I don't like the way the wind is blowing through the tree, whatever it is. And then you come to terms with whatever it is, but at least you know what it is. And that's a big part of it. So, Guy Yamamoto, what's your suggestion to someone who wants to go out and play the golf course today? Go to the range first? Go get a lesson? What do you suggest?
Well, I think, you know, for just going to a golf course to play, everybody has their own internal clock, or, you know, they walk to a different beat, so to speak. And, you know, some people are deliberate and they'll like to hit maybe, you know, 50 golf balls on the driving range before. And some people are late rushers or late arrivers, and they come in and they'll come in and run to the range and hit 10 balls and go, okay, I'm ready to go. So, you know, everybody has their own pace and everybody has their own routine, I guess, that they go through.
Yeah.
But, you know, between regular golf and tournament golf, I think there's definitely a different pre-round routine. And like for me, over the years, I used to be a more cutting it close type person. Like I'd show up maybe 40 minutes before my tee time, and But over the years, I found that I need a little more time to get settled and you know, warm up and putt and get a feel of what the day's going to be like. And, you know, golf is just very, every day is different. And, you know, some days you feel like I've got everything nailed down, I'm ready to go. And some days you're like, I'm not hitting it so good. And, you know, and so then you maybe tell yourself, well, you know, I've got to, you know, hit a few extra putts because I think maybe today I might need to make more putts, get up and down, chip and, you know, chip and putt and save my round. And, you know, sometimes your score, you'll shoot 72 the first day, 72 the second day, but the rounds are so different, right? Sometimes you're hitting the ball and you just don't make a putt and you hit 15 greens and have, you know, 34 putts and you're like, I could have shot a whole lot better. And then some days you hit 5 greens and have 24 putts and you're going like, that was a, you know, and you shot even par again and you're like, wow, that was a, you know, a good round that I was able to save by getting up and down a lot. So
you saved yourself.
It's always evolving.
That's the part of the game that I think a lot of people come back for. You know, it's not the same anytime. The weather changes, the course conditions change. Everything is, it's not going to be like going to a bowling alley where you know exactly where your ball is going to hit the board because you've been putting it there for, 20 years, you know, and you'll find out what the roll's like. But it's definitely close to being the same almost every time, as long as you're throwing it right. Yes. Guy Yamamoto,
yep,
is there
anything
I should, you know, you wanted to say that I didn't give you an opportunity to?
Well, on February 7th, the Aloha Section PGA is hosting the Ho'olauleia, and it's kind of the gathering of the different associations, superintendents, junior golf, the Hawaii State Golf Association, and also the induction of a person to the Hawaii Golf Hall of Fame.
Uh-huh.
And people get recognized for being a salesperson of the year or service to the Aloha Section as far as growing the game. And I believe you have won some awards at that.
Yes.
It's a Ho'olauleia for recognition for your contributions to golf in Hawaii. So it's a nice evening, and this year the Hall of Fame inductee is Damian Jamila, and a well-deserved induction for sure.
Where did Damian grow up? Where did he go to school?
Damian is a St. Louis High School graduate, grew up at Olamana Golf Links, and when I first started working there, in 1985, you know, he was a 15-year-old, and you know, we worked together. He got a part-time job as a junior golfer, and I at that time knew a bunch of juniors that were playing, but you know, Damian was so dedicated to the game. I mean, he had other interests. He liked fixing his car and going fishing, but. You know, he was also very dedicated, practiced hard, worked a lot with his father back then. And it was, you know, really special to watch him practice. And, you know, I got to practice with him a lot, and we played some golf together, and we traveled to the U.S. Amateur together back in 1991. And, you know, as a golf team alumnus, and when he signed to play for the University of Hawaii, because I'm sure he had a lot of offers from a lot of different schools and decided to stay home and play for University of Hawaii. And I remember telling Coach Chewy, I said, you know, you're so lucky, you know, so fortunate that Damian signed, because I said, you'll get a guy that will give you 100% of his effort. And, you know, he has that ability never to shoot himself out of a golf tournament. So you know, he's mentally tough, and he you know, he knows his game, so he knows, like, if I'm not on today, where my misses will end up and things like that. So, very well-deserved inductee.
That's really excellent advice to anyone listening, you know, to learn about yourself and your game and when you're messing up. And I remember this. Remember, don't do that. Damian Jamila, congratulations. I'm wondering, Guy, are tickets available? Can people go, or is this kind of a closed ho'olaulea?
No, I believe tickets are available. If you go to the Aloha section website, I believe from there you're able to purchase a ticket to attend.
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you very, very much for being inside the clubhouse with us this morning. Pleasure.
Oh, thank you. Nice to hear your live voice on the air.
Well, you know, we go through changes in life. And it was interesting when my doctor told me I needed to have, hip replacement surgery. I went, huh? What are you talking about? Mm-hmm. She was right. And now I'm getting better. Don't argue with your surgeon. It's not a good idea. And so I'm getting better. And I thought, well, let's see how I do on the air if my brain is still functioning. Guy, thank you again. Aloha.
Thank you. Aloha.
We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the Everside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Who do you call when your home appliance isn't working? Pacific Repair Services. Pacific Repair Services, located at 540 Lagoon Drive across from JN Motors. PRS does repairs, maintenance, and sales. Call us at 808-736-4080 or find us on the web at prscares.com. We fix, maintain, and sell refrigerators, stoves, microwaves, and dishwashers at fabulous prices. Rely on Pacific Repair Services, because your home appliances have to work.
What does your company sell? Do you provide a service, fill a need, sell insurance or real estate, or that must-have new car? Become a sponsor of Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club radio show. We reach a pure target audience of business owners. Let us help you. We have affordable rates, and it's easy to do. Just email rick@radiogolfclub.com. or call Rick at 808-220-1000. Reach the people like you who are too busy running their business. That's Rick at radiogolfclub.com or call 808-220-1000.
Hey, Mark Rolfing here. The First Tee Hawaii is a nonprofit organization that helps kids build character, confidence, and life skills through golf. And we need volunteers like you to coach our next generation of golfers. No matter your skill level, our free coach training gives you tools to mentor kids. We have locations on all the islands, and enrollment is open now for our Level 1 Coach Certification. Call 808-500-1515.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
All right. It occurs to me that I've been talking about the cold weather, the snow on the East Coast, and the, you know, had 25 degrees overnight and playing golf. Yikes. Okay. How about here? Well, we've got mostly sunny skies, windward of Mauka, scattered showers this morning, isolated showers in the afternoon. isolated showers as well on the leeward side. So it could be windward, could be leeward. High 78 to 83, easterlies about 15 miles per hour, and then it's going to shift a little bit. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, scattered showers, high 78 to 83, low 67 to 72, and the winds then are southwesterlies, 15 to 25. So if southwesterly winds make your game better, you know, wait till tomorrow. But if you would prefer easterly winds, 15 miles per hour, that's something you can handle, you know, maybe. Then that would be the, right now, would be a good time to get out and, you know, get that tea time. Let's say at Poipu Bay, there's a 10:20 on Kauai. If you're on the Big Island, there's a 10:32 at Makalei and a 9:24 at Volcano. And Pearl at Kalaau'au, there is a 10:42 this morning. Turtle Bay has a 10:06. We have an 11:10 at Eva Beach Golf Course. And the deep freeze that's on, these guys call themselves the deep freeze. They don't know what a deep freeze is. If you have, maybe if you've been on the East Coast, you know. Yes, Gold Course, 9:26. And by the way, deep freeze, I hope y'all hit the sweet spot every time. Emerald Course, 9:52. Blue Course, 11:42. And that's all for you right now. And we're bringing into the golf course, let's just bring him into the golf club. Justin Rose is leading on the PGA Tour this weekend, looking at the top of his game. It's awesome. Brooks Koepka is back from LIV to PGA Tour. It's interesting. In 2019, Koepka goes, I think sometimes the majors are the easiest ones to win. Half the people shoot themselves out of the game, and mentally I know I can beat most of them. You know, you got to have some confidence when you're getting into the game of golf. Robert Brown knows all about it. Golf by Kids is his concept. Par 3 facility designed specifically for youth development in golf. We talk about that all the time inside the clubhouse. Now let's bring him in. Welcome into the clubhouse, Robert.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you okay. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, everything's fine. Listen, Danielle, buckle up. Get your five-point harness on, tighten it up, put your crash helmet on. Your show's going where it's never gone before.
Okay. I've been doing this since 1999.
I understand that. In America, Robert, there have been 16,000 golf courses built and not a single one for children.
Okay, let's focus on what you would like to do and start on the Big Island, Golf by Kids. What is your idea behind Golf by Kids?
We're going to build the first golf course ever designed from the ground up, specifically developed for youth golf development. It's a 27-hole par 3 with multiple tee boxes where children can develop various lengths of shots, and where you can have kids as young as 5 and 6 compete in golf tournaments, and kids can compete side by side as up to 18, up to high school in the tournaments. On Saturday, with 27 holes and 6 waves of junior golfers, 810 kids will be competing on that golf course when we get it built. And with them, there will be 810 caddies, hopefully. Some of those kids will be from off the island. So we're talking about bringing in high net worth, high value tourism from around the world with global junior golf families. So that's basically the concept.
Okay, let's go back to Golf by Kids. Let's talk about what you're trying to create, the new concept. When I talked to you earlier, we spoke a little bit about when I was in, you know, elementary school, and we were all on the playground, and we were all getting picked. You're going to be on my team. You're going to be on my team. You're going to be on my team, and you're standing there going, I hope he doesn't pick me last, or she doesn't pick me last, whatever. And so you're participating in a sport. There's no teacher around telling you how to do this. The kids are doing it. We were doing it. We were doing something we could do during our break. Okay, so Golf by Kids, your concept, I'd like to kind of dive into what your ideas are for the children that are young adults that are going to be competing in your new concept, Golf by Kids. What do you want out of that?
Sure. So with the design that we have in mind, using State of Hawaii land and private funding, we're going to be able to drive the cost down so that the kids can play for zero. All kids will play and practice for free. Because we're in the sport of golf and you don't have the team concept, it's free form so families can come and go to the golf courses as they choose, whatever time fits for them. They can play in tournaments when it fits for the family. And the advantage with Golf by Kids is that because we're not a team and we don't have adult coaches on each side and umpires and all that stuff, the kids actually run their own tournaments.
That was the point, okay? Right? The kids will run their own tournament. Thank you.
What this does is there's two big problems in new sports now with adults. One, adults involved in new sports are causing lots of conflict. We see it all over the place with videos, with fights and all that stuff. And the other problem is that as we're moving forward and the economy is getting tighter, people that used to volunteer for youth sports may not be able to do that anymore. So you're losing the volunteer base that you once relied on. If you have to pay those people, it drives the cost of youth sports up. So Golf by Kids sheds that whole bureaucracy and lets the kids go be kids and play on the course in a safe area where parents feel, I can drop my kid off in the morning and come back whenever they want me to come back and pick them up.
Right. Okay. And so the children are actually getting a lot of life lessons in the process of how to interact with one another. And kids are really easy about that when you're not trying to overlord them. It makes it a very, very pleasant experience for the families because they know their kids are safe on the golf course and for the kids themselves. So, Robert, when you talk about what you want to build, do you have the funding for it?
No, we're working on that, both private and on the government side. The first part of this, we've identified a parcel of land that's perfectly sited directly between Costco and Kona Town here. It's right next to the harbor. It's 218 acres. We only need 100 acres for the course. So when you talk about the funding side, we have people on this island or in the Hawaiian Islands like Mark Zuckerberg and Larry Ellison and Bob Parsons and Ken Griffin and Oprah Winfrey. You go down the list. There's plenty of money around. Those people just haven't found the right idea that they want to put the money into. This Golf by Kids concept delivers to somebody that's donating money a direct, visible impact that they can see and measure and feel and watch because the money's going into infrastructure to build the course. And so the minute the course opens, we're going to have I don't know what the biggest luau has ever been in Hawaii, but I'm going to try and make the ribbon cutting at Golf by Kids the biggest luau. Listen up, folks. Call in. Talk to me. Get my phone number and tell me how we can make the biggest luau ever to celebrate this new community facility where kids finally, they've been left behind on the island of Hawaii. I know there's different junior golf programs here, but the vast majority of kids can't make that work. And what we need to do is reach the kids that otherwise have zero chance at golf. There's a 9-year-old that was picked up by the police that was threatening another kid with a gun, supposedly, at a school here. I want to be able to give our community police and the courts a way to redirect that child out of the life that he's going on into Golf by Kids.
That's admirable. Robert Brown, Golf by Kids, a new concept that I think most of us know. You know that when children are working together, they tend to have a really good time. He would like to build a par-3 facility designed specifically for youth development in golf. And it's a dream that he's got, and much success to you finding the, you know, the backing to do this and getting everything put together the way you'd like to, and good for the children in Hawaii, on the Big Island, and across the United States of America, for that matter. We are KORLYNI Honolulu, and we'll be back after this.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Broadcasting from the H Hawaii Media Center, this is KORLYNI Honolulu and online at hawaiistream.fm. We're Hawaii's classic hit station, Coral 101.1.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
Yes, indeed. Find your coach. It's Aloha Power's week-long steel sale, and it's time to retire those big box tools. Steel is on sale. It's up to 25% off. Riding and walking mowers, chainsaws, trimmers, weed whackers, a whole lot more. We have service, parts, accessories for every rider, and from home to commercial-sized, you can mow it, blow it, bag it all up, and you're done. And it's nice and swift. Get what you need. Oh, and by the way, you know, take care of your back. Get what you need at Aloha Power Equipment. Take care of your back. Iwile, it's next to the Costco gas station and in Waipahu.
Hey, Mark Rolfing here. The First Tee Hawaii is a nonprofit organization that helps kids build character, confidence, and life skills through golf. And we need volunteers like you to coach our next generation of golfers. No matter your skill level, our free coach training gives you tools to mentor kids. We have locations on all the islands, and enrollment is open now for our Level 1 coach certification. Call 808-500-1515.
What's a great way to shape up your golf? Polish your swing at the Newtown Golf Driving Range located in Aiea. Stop by to warm up before your round or wind down after work and hit a few balls. Enjoy great food from our popular Newtown Cafe and check out the Asau Golf Shop for the most up-to-date golf equipment and club repairs. The Newtown Driving Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good food, and good fun. Who do you call when your home appliance isn't working? Pacific Repair Services. Pacific Repair Services, located at 540 Lagoon Drive across from JN Motors. PRS does repairs, maintenance, and sales. Call us at 808-736-4080 or find us on the web at prscares.com. We fix, maintain, and sell refrigerators, stoves, microwaves, and dishwashers at fabulous prices. Rely on Pacific Repair Services because your home appliances have to work.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Oh, my. Let's recap. Okay, we could have some very cold weather, not necessarily in Hawaii, but in particular on the LPGA side of Lake Nona Golf and Country Club, where the purse is 2.1 million and Lydia Ko is coming on strong. Extreme cold warning was kind of in the forecast. I checked this morning, low 24 degrees at 7 a.m. Boy, that's cold. Justin Rose leads on the PGA Tour this weekend, looking at the top of his game. But, you know, the curiosity is we're all focused on Brooks Koepka's back. Brooks Koepka's back. And he actually said he was a little nervous because there are so many people on the course that he doesn't know. He goes, I think sometimes the majors are the easiest ones to win because I can beat most of them. Half the people shoot themselves out of it, and mentally, he says, I know I can beat most of them. Koepka is the 255th ranked player in the world, according to the official world golf ranking. Liv doesn't get points. And the 162nd per Data Golf. He has 5 missed cuts in the past 8 non-Liv appearances, including 3 missed cuts at majors last year. I look forward to him playing. I think it's fantastic he's back on the PGA Tour. Question is, who do you think will be next? Who's going to jump home? How about Patrick Reed? Patrick Reed, after winning in Dubai, he said, I realized I just, maybe I missed the grind and the dogfight. That's who I am, he said to ESPN. I always saw myself coming back to the PGA Tour. I know I have to earn my way back. I'm okay with that. Well, good, because your choice, right? Okay. So that's what's going on in that world. Now, we're going to take you to actually, there are so many fantastic teachers. And since we have so many islands, it's a good thing that they're all on different islands. So we can, you know, if you're on Maui, you can go and get in touch with Claude Brousseau, the PGA Master and Director of Player Development, Wailea Golf Academy. He's author of Realizing Your Golfing Potential, Unlock the Secrets of a Proficient Short Game, Vision 54 Coach. He's an Aimpoint Certified Coach, ranked number 1, 2024 to 2025, Best Teacher in the State of Hawaii by Golf Digest. That was since 2019, by the way. Ranked number 1 teacher in the state of Hawaii by Golf Digest last. That's the last time was Best Teachers 2024-25, third time in a row. So this is someone that you can count on. Horton Smith Award recipient. Bill Straubaugh Award recipient. And 2-time Aloha Section Teacher of the Year. Let's bring him into the clubhouse. Welcome in, Claude Brousseau.
Aloha, Danielle. Thank you so much to invite me on your show.
It's fantastic that you're here because I want to talk to you about a lot of things that you pointed out to me that sometimes get sort of missed in the conversation, the golf conversation. So let's say a new golfer set. With the PGA, you know, you're a PGA master, you're a Golf Digest instructor, you're V1 Sport Coach Ambassador and Talent Contributor, Sports Illustrated Talent Contributor, Sportsbox AI Certified, Flight Scope Certified Professional, Aimpoint Level 3 Certified Instructor, Vision 54 Authorized Coach. So what do we do when we get down to the real basics, Claude?
But the real basic, Danielle, is like you suggest, we have so many good teacher and coach in the state of Hawaii. So the first thing I will say, find a coach and get some good basics, fundamental first, so you can understand why you do a good shot and why you don't do a good shot. Then as far as you need to understand that it's a process, it's a journey, and it's a discovery about yourself of how you move your body in the space and how the club becomes just an extension of your body. I like to help the golfer to understand that golf is a target game. Because if we can find analogy that people do in other sport, and one that really resonate with many golfers, if they had played tennis, I'm asking them, when the tennis ball is coming at you, do you think about hitting the ball, or you think about where you would like the ball to go on the other side of the on the other side of the net? So they all answer, I want to, you know, have a clear where I want the ball to go on the other side
of the net.
So golf is a target game. So by already have a better intention of what you want to do, it will help you.
Wow, that's perfect. That is perfect because, you know, sometimes we don't think about those things. You know, we just see the ball at the bottom by our feet at the golf club. And then we're praying that maybe, you know, that backswing will hold up. So I, but I love this one point, you know, this new golfer set. There are 14 clubs in a full set of clubs. Do you really need 14 clubs?
No, you don't. As a new golfer, you can just go with what we call that, you know, half a set, meaning you can just buy, let's say, either a 3-wood or a 5-wood. Doesn't need to be a driver, because the driver, most of the golfers would say, I got difficulty with my driver. But I say everybody does, because the club is the longest one, it's the lightest one, it's the club with less loft, and that's the one that you will swing faster. So that's why you're struggling with your driver. So for a new golfer, I would recommend just buying like 3-wood, 5-wood, probably like a 7-iron, a sand wedge, and a putter. And go and experience the game. Then it's more about the process of learning how to move the club. And then what the issue with most of the golfers, Daniel, they get very frustrated rapidly. But here's the premise on that is most of the golfers want to perform first with no knowledge and no training. I always ask them, do you know anything that worked that way in life? If you do, please let me know, because I want to start that tomorrow. So
yes.
Then they get frustrated. But let's say the example, this player, the ball went right. I said, do you know how come the ball went right? You know, in the sense of learning. He says, no, I have no idea. But I say, how would you correct it? If first, you don't know why the ball goes right. And the goal for new golfer and even more advanced golfer is discovering with a coach and themselves, let's say, okay, the ball goes right. The club face must have been oriented to the right. Then when I explain it so simply for them, they say, well, it cannot be that simple. The knowledge, I would call that the intellectual knowledge of golf, of how the club works, is pretty simple. I didn't say easy, but it's pretty simple. If the club face is oriented to the right of the target line at the moment of impact, the ball goes where? Right. So we talked about that previous time together when I said the game is counterintuitive. And I like your question. It says, okay, what do you really mean by that? So one of them is, if we want the ball to go farther or as far as possible, we do not need force. We need a better motion, meaning efficient, muscle relax, and swing faster. But the brain wants to hit it far, so most of the golfers use brutal force, I call that, on that poor little 2 ounces down there
yes.
called the ball, and then it doesn't go anywhere. So that's counterintuitive to use what I would call the more mechanically efficient swing, and then trying less, make the ball go farther. Well, nobody start with that in their mind.
No. You know, it's kind of like when you're holding a bat. I'm going back to baseball, softball, whatever. You're holding the bat, and you're holding that bat, and you're waiting for that ball to come, and you swing. I mean, under those conditions, that's what you're supposed to do. But that's not golf. So you don't, I don't think so, at least, you don't grip it. You grip that club so tight that you can, you know, it's, or do you, Claude?
No, you don't want to hold it so tight, Danielle. You want to hold it, I would call that steady. People say, well, I want to lose grip. No, loose doesn't work. It's steady, and it's a not really like a constant, but you have your wrists to be able to create speed, Danielle. They need to be more relaxed and steady. Think of any other sport. If you go, because you use baseball, think if you were swimming and you want to swing faster, do you get your muscle tighter? Not really. You move them faster. Then for baseball analogy, I think the sooner we have the people who play baseball to understand that golf is more like a throwing the ball, not batting it.
Because
they bat, mechanically, their weight is on their back leg. But in golf, when we move the club, swing the club, and we want the ball to go forward, the weight has to go on the front leg. So as soon as you tell people who play baseball, forget batting, in your mind, just throw me a ball on there, you'd be amazed how their swing improved drastically.
Wow. Yeah, everything is a little bit different mechanically. And now, just because I want to get this in, we were talking about those new golfers who are out there thinking they should get 14 clubs, but they really only need 7, seriously, to, you know, get comfortable. Otherwise, it just gets to, when I had 14 clubs, what am I supposed to do with all of these? Which ones are important? That's all I want to carry. But you're investing in coaching, huge, so important. As you said, to see if the lifestyle of golf is for you, because it's not always. But then Golf Digest had a study cutting 5 to 8 shots per round if play. Tell us about that.
That's very important. That, let's say you decide that it's your lifestyle and you want to get better at golf. So your club must be fitted for you, Danielle. Fitted means that, okay, the lie angle, meaning like, you know, when between the head and the shaft, has to be built in for Danielle and me, probably different for Claude, because you will fight your equipment. Then you need a shaft. The flex of the shaft has to be, again, match for what speed you're swinging. Then having a fitted set, it will be also example, Danielle, the size of the grip.
Yeah.
So all those elements influence how well you will perform with the club. And then be fitted is if you buy fitted club, is the same price that non-fitted. So the way to go about it is go to a used store where they do fitting, or many golf courses offer demo day, and then you go there, and then the person that does the fitting will suggest the correct equipment for you.
Excellent. You see, that's it. You know, bring as many people together. They want to help you. It's funny in golf, people love think, oh, that they're all up there doing their own thing. No, actually, they're helping each other. Don't you find that in golf, everybody wants to help?
Absolutely, Danielle.
Yeah,
we're in that business because we love the game. Second, I mean, it's about helping the golfer to discover and have fun with this hobby that is so great, golf. Yes, everyone. You can call pretty much anybody in golf, and they say, "Oh, I have this." They will say, "Okay, how can I help you?"
Yeah,
it's a business where we help each other. It's a community where we all share a common passion about this great game that you can play forever. My older golfer in 25 was 98.
Ah.
The youngest after him was 96. Think of think about any other sport that you play until you 96 or 98.
I can't tell. The only one is sledding.
Okay.
sitting on a surfboard on the beach.
Yeah.
No, that's wonderful. Absolutely fantastic. Okay, so let's see now. When one of the things that Claude Brousseau, wonderful master teaching professional, he sent me some questions that we should probably be able to answer. After 3 hours of coaching, It's time to go on the golf course. Is that what you have to say? Does it take 3 hours before you go on the golf course, Claude?
But I would say, yeah, 3 hours is a good guideline because you need to go and experience playing the game as early as possible. However, don't take a tee time as a new golfer at 8 o'clock weekend morning because you won't have fun. So you need to go on the course when the course is not so busy. I would recommend if you have friends that play golf, go with a more experienced golfer and then do play what we call a scramble, meaning everybody hits the ball and you go where the best ball is and you hit from there again, and then you need to experience what is to be on the golf course, because the sooner the golfer understand that when you're on the golf course, it's about moving the ball forward and having fun. It's not about the mechanics of your swing. I just did a on course. I do that regularly. I bring people, even if they're fairly new. We go at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. There is nobody on the course. And then I want them to experience it. And when you're not in competition and you're just playing for fun and you're new, it's okay to put the ball on the tee in the fairway. Not in competition, obviously.
Obviously.
But when you dare to experience it, it's okay to do that.
Yeah. Put the tee on the fairway, put the ball, and then hit it. You know, and that's wonderful because you're not in competition. And when you tell, you know, would you ask your playing companions if it's okay?
Yeah, you can just tell them, I'm a new golfer, and I will put the tee. Don't worry, I will do it rapidly. As long as you move at the correct pace, the other people shouldn't worry about that at all because it's not their game.
Right.
So, but it would be a good thing. You see, I'm a new golfer, and then right now I want to have fun and experience the game a little bit more, so I put a tee in the fairway. And I'd be surprised that somebody will say, oh, you could have some golfer. You will see. You cannot do that. Yeah, you cannot do that in competition. But you're a new golfer. You don't do competition.
Right, exactly. And here's another thought. The throwing the ball on the green.
Yeah. So let's say it took you too many shots, and then you get close to the green. Just throw a ball with your hands on the green, wherever that ball ends up. Then go and putt it, because you need to experience putting. The new golfer, when they get on the green at the beginning, Danielle, they don't know how fast the ball rolls on the green. So their first attempt may boom. So you need to experience that.
Yeah, exactly. And it's okay to do that because you're not in competition. And you're with people who, you know, as you said, need to experience playing the game, not playing golf swing. I like that.
And then, if I can say, Danielle,
yes,
something else is that right at the beginning, golfer need to, on every shot, Danielle, the first reflex they should have, either beginner or more advanced golfer, they should first find something good about the shot. But most of the time, Danielle, and you know that, they will do a shot. Then they will say, oh, I'm a little bit too far right on the fairway. Seriously? Because the problem with the game in one way, Danielle, is that it's never good enough. Because if you were 5 yards, let's say, on the right side of the fairway, some golfer would complain, yeah, but I want to be in the middle of the fairway.
Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding me? would you really jeopardize the next shot if you're, let's say, 10 yards right of the fairway? Not really. I mean, you can change the angle when you're a better golfer, but when you're a new golfer. So my recommendation is get in the habit in your head to first thing on every shot, find something good about it, even if that was just I was 100% committed on it. Only if that was just I didn't overthink it or something.
Yeah.
Then the next question could be, okay, what could I have done better? And the third one, how for the next shot.
Yeah, and if you're clueless at that point, go get that instruction, because it
Correct.
Will really help you so much. And it doesn't take a long time, and it's sometimes the correction, so to speak, is so simple. You know, I should have known that, but why would you? You're holding a golf club that you may not have held ever before. You know, where should my hands, fingers, it's all very confusing. It feels weird, too, in the very beginning, and then it gets very natural. It feels normal. And Claude Brousseau, the USJ study that came out recently, is saying that 93% of the golf professionals they interviewed, golfers play the tees that are too long for their abilities.
That's correct, Danielle. So most of the golfer, they play too long of a golf course, meaning they want to play 7,000 yards, and that's not the best way to do it. So basically, the golfer, to have an idea of how they, which tee they should play on. And if you, just to go back to new golfer, Danielle,
yeah.
I would even suggest starting, like here we have Kiki's tee.
Yes.
Don't start from the normal tee. Just go forward. Start 100 yards from the green. But to go back to that study, yes. So the golfer play from a tee that are too long for them. So there is that guideline. There is, if people Google what tee should I play from, there is a lot of formula there. But one of them is that 4.5% of the length of the course. So let's say if it's 6,000 yards, 4.5 was 6,000, that's 270. So if your drive is not 270 yards, you should play less than 6,000 yards.
Yeah, yeah. Claude Brousseau, we've got to wrap it up. I hear the music in the background. You know that music that tells me, Danielle?
Stop talking.
You've got 3 minutes. Claude Brousseau, PGA Master, Director of Player Development, Wailea Golf Academy. Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse with all your insights. And Claude, if you like, you know, a book to read and go through it, he authored Realize Your Golfing Potential, Unlock the Secrets of a Proficient Short Game. He's Vision 54 coach and Aimpoint certified. He's on Maui, so at Wailea Golf Club on Maui. So you can get over there, call them up first and see if he's got an opening. And then get there and get some wonderful lessons from Claude Brousseau. Thank you, Claude. Aloha.
Thank you. Aloha, Danielle.
And we want to welcome Pacific Repair Services, located at 540 Lagoon Drive across from JN Motors. PRS does repairs and maintenance and sales. Call 808-736-4080. Or you can find us on the line, you know, the web, prscares.com. We fix, we maintain, and we sell refrigerators, stoves, microwaves, dishwashers, fabulous prices. A new shipment just arrived. Welcome to the Newtown Driving Range. Warm up before you round or wind down after work or go practice a little bit. The Newtown Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good fun, good food. And it's Aloha Power's week-long New Year's celebration. Work smarter and faster and easier. Their riding and walking mowers, chainsaws and whackers, and a whole lot more. Steel on sale, 25% off. Get yours today. It's Aloha Power Equipment, open Monday through Saturday in Iwilei. It's next to the Costco gas station, and it's also in Waipahu, just off Farrington Highway. You'll see the sign. It's on the Mackay side of the highway. So if you're going westbound toward Waianae, you'll see the big sign right after Waipahu Street. And then you have to make a U-ey so that you're going toward Honolulu, and then you can pull into their parking lot. Really good people, okay? And the Aloha Section PGA, speaking of good people, teach your children to play golf. It's the gift that lasts forever. For self, health, friendship, and family, go golf. And, you know, in business, you'd be surprised how much that means. Claude Brousseau, Master PGA Teaching Professional at the Wailea Golf Academy, Wailea Maui, thank you for being in the clubhouse, and thank you for your mana. May we all hit the sweet spot every time. My name's Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2026.